This is Steve Stunder, and this is Pay Attention. Don't let the other shoe drop. This is an expression that many of us use when we're talking about how we feel about a certain situation and our concern, worry, or anxiety. When something's going well, the expression, waiting for the other shoe to drop, basically says, there might be something that's going pretty well, and I'm just sitting here waiting for something negative to happen. Because oftentimes we gravitate towards negativity. Sometimes it's just easier. I think there's a pocket of us as people that believe when something positive is happening, there's no way that it could continue to happen. That there's a sense of something is going to occur that is going to interrupt all of this positivity. So the expression, waiting for the other shoe to drop, basically means that as long as there's something good happening, something bad is waiting right around the corner. The first thing to remember is that you control your side of any situation. So at all times, just to kind of speak in the metaphor, you're wearing one shoe and you're waiting for the other one, right? You are doing something in life. You got a really good job, or you're making the money that you want, or you found the person that you're looking for, or your kids are doing great. Many of us are just sitting and waiting for something bad to happen. Why? Is it because we've had the experience where something bad has happened in the past? Sure. Is it because many times when good things are happening, there's something bad right around the corner? The longer you live, the more good and bad experiences you have. So sometimes the shoe does drop, and not because we did something or because something negative always has to happen. It's just the ebb and the flow of events that occur in our life. I would argue that our viewpoint of certain events as well kind of give us a sense of what does the shoe dropping mean? What level of control do we have over our reaction to something? And if we take things as positive or we take things as negative, we're setting the stage for how we're going to react to a specific thing. So you might have a conversation with someone where something good just happened and, I'm going to enjoy this while it lasts. Well, it could last for a really long time, or it could last for not a really long time. But you ultimately have the control over how you're going to view that situation. Part of what we do as people is we establish a certain level of how much happiness or how much positivity we deserve. I'm not exactly sure how we set this stage or how we come up with the level of good things that we're allowed to experience in our life. But if you're around long enough, you're going to experience both. I believe you have control over your side of just about every situation. How you take things, what you do with that. When something perceived as negative happens, what is your reaction? Do you shut down? Do you try to make something positive out of it? Do you take it in for a couple of days or a week or maybe even longer and feel it and then try to move forward? But are you waiting for that other shoe to drop constantly? And that's no way to go through things, because you're ultimately, no matter what happens, positive or negative, you're just waiting for the next negative thing to happen. So you want to live in the positive while acknowledging that negativity exists. You want to live in a situation where your kids are doing well, but you're not just waiting for something negative to happen. You want to live in a situation where you just got that new job that you always wanted, but you're not just waiting for the next thing around the corner. Well, this good thing happened. Now something bad has to happen to counterbalance that. I'm not exactly sure that's true. I don't know if things work that way. Last week we talked about the universe. And what is it that the universe is telling us? Sometimes it's telling us it's okay to be happy. It's okay to be positive. And we don't always have to wait for something bad to happen to counterbalance. We want to live a life where we work hard, we do good things, and good things happen. And we're not just constantly waiting for something bad to happen. Because if that's how we are going through life, we are constantly on edge. We are constantly anxious. We're constantly ready for the negative thing to happen, and then we can't enjoy the positive things. So we want to live in the positive, but we also want to acknowledge that negativity exists. We don't want to go through our life with a false sense of nothing bad can ever happen, but we want to make sure that we're not constantly on that edge, because then we don't have the mental stamina to deal with negative things when they happen, because it really takes a toll on our mental capacity. We talked many weeks ago about the idea of mental real estate. If we give mental real estate to negativity all the time, when negativity actually happens, we don't have the energy to deal with it because our mind and our body has been so tense and on edge. We want to make sure that we appreciate the positive things that happen while knowing something negative could happen, but we're not waiting for it to happen. So we don't want to constantly be waiting for the other shoe to drop. We want to think about the evidence, right? I'm a researcher. I'm an evidence person. What evidence is there that something negative is going to happen? And the evidence can't be, well, negative things happen all the time. Of course they do. But we have to look at as many situations as we can logically and think, something good has happened to me or to the people around me. What's to say that good things aren't going to continue to happen? What's to say that that other shoe never drops? We want to make sure that we're not constantly waiting for that to happen. So don't wait for the other shoe to drop. Put your hand out and catch it before it does. And if you live in the positive and acknowledge that negative things could happen, you have the energy to put your hands out when that other shoe is going to drop and proactively do your best to make sure that it doesn't. We want to allow ourselves to appreciate the positive things that happen to us. We want to allow ourselves to be happy and live in that. When something bad happens, we have no problem as people going right to negativity and living in that for as long as we possibly can. How about we do that with positivity? How about we do that with something good happened, and this is how that happened? We want to focus on, what did we do to get here? This is the message of a lot of the podcasts that I've recorded. What did we do to get here? How do we stay positive? If something good happened, you made that happen. You did things to get yourself to happiness. You did something to put your kids in a positive place. You did something to get that job you always wanted. You did something to exercise in the morning. You did something to have a positive impact on somebody. You did something to meet that person that you wanted to meet and have a partnership with in your life. You did that. What's to stop you from doing it again and maintaining that? And when something negative comes your way, focusing on, okay, I got here somehow. How do I get back to that place? How do I just not let that shoe drop? Because you ultimately control that. Of course, there are negative things that happen to us all the time that we have no control over. And those are the situations where we have to rely on our problem-solving skills to move through those. but to constantly worry and wait for something bad to happen just because good things are happening, you're going to deprive yourself of the ability to appreciate the positive things that are going on in your life. You're going to deprive yourself of the ability to enjoy the moments that you're having with the people around you that are the most important, because you're worried that the other shoe is going to drop. So I'm here to tell you not to let it. Don't let the other shoe drop. You control your side of any situation. You have the ability to view the events of your life positively or negatively. You have the ability to view the things that are happening to you as positive. You have the ability to live in positive situations while acknowledging the fact that something negative could happen. Sure. But just as easily as our brains go to all the things that could go wrong, is it possible that your brain could go to all the things that could go right? Just as easily as the negative thing might happen, the positive thing could happen. Sometimes we are so caught up in what ifs. Ask yourself, what if something good happened? What if I apply for a job? Oh, I'm not going to get that job. Well, what if you did? What if you did? Oh, I would never get that job. How do you know? What if? What if just as easily as the negative thing could happen, the positive thing could happen? And don't wait for the other shoe to drop. Do your best to be proactive, to put yourself in a situation where as few negative things can happen to you as possible. Because it's not realistic to think nothing bad's ever going to happen. But try to put yourself in a position where we keep negative events to a minimum. And when those things do happen, you then have the mental capacity and strength to be able to deal with them. Allow yourself to be happy. Appreciate the parts of your life that are happy. And don't deprive yourself of those feelings because you're constantly waiting for something bad to happen. Control your side of situations. Live positively, acknowledging that negativity can take place. And don't wait for that other shoe to drop. And to do that, you have to pay attention.